has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 58 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise on Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads. Jennings reputation.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com in January. Save with 0% APR financing for 60 months on all remaining new 2016 Chevys, including Silverado pickups. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car. Paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Into the jungle. Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Follow me into the jungle. Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward. At the University of Illinois Springfield, you'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Incoming music. This is the sound of the top songs in Canada.
Number 3.
The Weeknd featuring Daft Punk, Starboy.
I'm a love, Starboy.
Number 2.
Ed Sheeran, Castle on the Hill.
Over the car, so lonely.
Number 1.
Ed Sheeran, Shape of You.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet.
Transmission terminated.
Most popular music. 20 years ago, 1997.
Number 3.
R. Kelly, I Believe I Can Fly.
I believe I can fly.
Number 2.
In Vogue, Don't Let Go. And the number one song this week, 20 years ago in 1997. Toni Braxton, Unbreak My Heart.
Unbreak My Heart.
Check out the Score's new lineup. Molly and Hanley mornings live at 5. The new Spiegel and Parkin Show. 9 a.m. to 1. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6. And finally, Lawrence Holmes. Nights 6 to 10. 25 years and counting as the voice of the fan. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago Sports Station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Looking for family fun this winter? We'll join Coach Collins and Northwestern Basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Family plans on sale now at nusports.com.
These guys be waiting, and the numbers he went through it and what he did in Major League Baseball, the years he put up with, that guy was very respect and very lovely in the field. And when people look at him and see what it did on and off the field, I think it was outstanding.
That's Ozzie Guillen with Lawrence Holmes last night discussing Tim Raines in the Hall of Fame. You can hear that and a lot more from Ozzie, and I suggest you do at 670thescore.com. NBA Jimmy Butler was voted a starter for the Eastern Conference for the first time in his career. He's joined by LeBron, Kyrie, DeMar DeRozan, and Giannis, Russell Westbrook was left off the starting lineup for the West, which includes Steph Curry, James Harden, Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, and Anthony Davis. The Bulls are in Atlanta tonight. Taj Gibson is back after dealing with a sore ankle. ESPN's Mark Stein is reporting that the Bulls are already plotting a way to make a run at Chris Bosh if he's healthy next season. Hockey, Scott Darling starts in net for the Blackhawks tonight in Boston. Puck drops at 6. Football, the Bears announced the hiring of Jeremiah Washburn as offensive line coach, Curtis Motkins as running backs coach, and Roy Anderson will assist the defensive backfield. The Bears denied the 49ers permission to interview Vic Fangio for their defensive coordinator position, and championship weekend kicks off with Green Bay and Atlanta, then New England hosting Pittsburgh. Coverage on the score starts at 1. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn. When it comes to dinner, there's nothing harder than choosing between your favorite foods. That's where Taco Bell's double stack tacos come in, with flavor combinations like cool habanero, spicy sweet, that's what I refer to as the Dan Bernstein taco, spicy and sweet, the nacho crunch, and you can choose not to choose for only $1. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends. Never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
The entire voting conversation that we have every single year, it seems as if we talk more about the ballots and what guys didn't do and the structure of voting, more so than the actual guys who got in. I feel like it's a sport that still takes itself way too seriously. And the gatekeepers of baseball, the baseball Gestapo, the guys who won't let things happen under their watch.
Having been through these debates now for a quarter century, it's about the self-importance of the voter.
Bernstein and Golf, the new afternoon show on The Score.
Coach Billick.
Pittsburgh's going to need better red zone efficiency in Foxborough. That's going to be the key when you look at what has won in Foxborough, and there's not a lot of drawing. Baltimore did it. They were 4-for-4 in the red zone, and they ran the ball well. And the trouble for Pittsburgh, you can't just do 3 out of 4. You're going to have to do all 4 if you think you're going to beat Tom Brady. The running backs in Atlanta, and I've kind of dubbed them Devontae Coleman, because they're one guy. Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman have together become Le'Veon Bell. That can break down a defense. Coaches are talking about weathering the storm in a championship game when that adversity hits, particularly the road team. You know Mike McCarthy's talking about, look, we stood at the abyss. We were 4-6, guys, and look at this run that we're on. We can weather that storm, whatever happens. That's what you've got to prepare yourself for.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
206 Sports Radio 670, talking about this preposterous idea. And this is not just some schmo floating this. When you're talking about a senior national NBA reporter, that means that this is not, this isn't just saying, hey, by the way, I had some guy in a bar tell me something. No, when, you know, Mark Stein's pretty well plugged in. And if the Bulls are indeed showing interest in acquiring Chris Bosh, it just makes me wonder if they have any understanding where they are, what the proprioception in the basketball universe, mm-hmm. where they are temporally. Because the way everything's setting up timing-wise, it's just, it's all wrong. Although I have been told that Jerry and Michael Reinsdorf want to make the playoffs. They want to. It's important to them to make the playoffs.
Yeah, but then you get into that Atlanta Hawks type of discussion where you're celebrating 8 straight years or 7 straight years of making the playoffs.
I'm telling you, though, I agree with you. I'm
and I don't believe this basketball fandom is smart enough to see the con coming. I don't. I don't. It's the same It's the same group of people who are chanting MVP when the team is 20-21. So, you know, there are certain fandoms that I trust will ring the bells when it's time for something to change. And they did so with Tom Thibodeau.
You're saying you don't think the Bulls fans are smart enough to understand when they're getting played?
Not the ones that go to the United Center,
I agree.
Apparently.
I agree.
And that's who you're playing to.
Well, they listen to the cheerleaders. They listen to the, you had a whole bunch of fanboys who want to listen to the cheerleaders. And part of
George McCaskey, he stood up at the press conference a couple of weeks ago and said that the ticket holders that he hears from are okay with what's going on. He invited David Hall to walk through the South lot with him. So it wouldn't be the first ownership group or front office types in this city to listen to what they want. Hell, you know, Sox, the Sox for years, you know, have heard from the people at the sale, and now guaranteed rate field, all 17,000 of them telling them to try to win one every single year, where we talk to different people on these phone lines and these text lines every single day saying, hey, take this thing back to the lab. I'm not a fan of it.
Rudy says, when I heard that Bosch rumor, I almost drove off the road. Someone has to explain to me why the Bulls aspire to be the 2013 New Jersey Nets when they tried to get as many recently deceased Celtics as possible. For ratings? I'm not watching or driving to the UC for this garbage. That's nonsense. And this is from Jacob, who says, the worst part of the direction the Bulls are going in is that this draft is loaded. Mm-hmm. The Bulls were in this position before the last time there was an all-time great draft class, and they were just bad enough to get the worst of the good players drafted. They got Kirk Heinrich. They missed out on all the perennial All-Stars and future Hall of Famers, and it's probably going to happen again. And then this from Tanner, who says, yeah, Wade and Bosch were great together. Remember when they won those titles? That was awesome. But wasn't there somebody else on one of those teams that I'm forgetting?
Yeah, the big nasty man from Akron.
Yeah.
Seven straight finals. He'll make his seventh straight final this year. And that year, you remember what happened that year when Kirk Heinrich was drafted? The Bulls were setting their sights on Dwayne Wade. And I believe Eddie Jones was the two guard for the Miami Heat. So people thought, oh, okay, they got a shooting guard, they'll be fine. And Pat Riley fell in love with the workout that Dwayne Wade had, and all of a sudden you see a team snatch the player that you wanted the pick before you, and then the Bulls get Kirk Heinrich. And as far as this draft is concerned, I mean, you got three league guards at the top of this draft. If you're looking for someone to pair with Jimmy Butler in the next coming years, but they're not bad enough, like you said, for the top three or four picks. He's got Markelle Fultz out there at Washington. You got Lonzo Ball at UCLA. And I don't know if you've seen Dennis Smith play at NC State, but that's a problem right there. That kid, I'm not gonna put Steve Francis on him, but he's got that kind of bounce and that kind of flair to his game.
How about Fultz's shooting off the dribble?
Yeah, no,
that's nasty.
He's nasty.
That is right now, and I have not seen Dennis Smith play enough.
Talk him out if you get a chance.
I've seen some highlights. What I like, do you ever watch the Draft Express scouting videos that they put together?
They do a terrific job.
Oh, they're so good. Mm-hmm. It's free, too. And they do unbelievable work. I remember the one years ago that they did on Nico Mirotić with only European video. It was dead on. Everything they showed up, they showed this pet move. They showed even something about too many pump fakes, or if you're going to be a below the rim player, you got to beat your guy down the floor to get yourself a clean shot. I mean, it was a full breakdown, both ends of the floor, multiple games. They do a really good job at draftexpress.com. And that's to your point about not being able to hide anybody internationally.
No.
This Jonathan Givony is just everywhere. If you follow him on Twitter, he's like, he's in Israel, and then he's in Australia, and then he's in Sweden, and all of these prospect camps where the stands are empty. I don't know how some of these European teams, there's never anybody in any of the games.
My man Mike B was in Spain a couple of weeks ago, and we were like, what are you going to do today? He's like, I'm going to go check out one of these games. And I guess he paid like 20 euros or something like that to get in. And he's like, oh, kind of sparse in here, but he's sitting there watching some Spanish basketball. Yeah, you can find guys anywhere, but you can't continually miss in a draft. This isn't baseball. This isn't football. You don't get 7 or 30 tries. You get 2 tries, some years 1 try. And that 1 try has to be good in 2 years or so.
Yep.
You can't be sitting here talking about players the way we're talking about Doug McDermott and Nico Mirotić in year 3 and year 2. You can't, because you're going to be left behind, because other teams are making moves free agent wise.
Left behind, like after the rapture?
Never. No, not that much left behind.
Kirk Cameron is going to be here. But who, Michael but who, Ironside.
Who in the young East, when the Bulls, you know, when you're talking Jimmy Butler's 7th, 8th year in the league, Bulls are going to be better than the Bucks?
No, they are not.
Right. You know, are the Bulls going to be better than the 76ers?
No.
Right?
I can say for sure the answer to that is no.
Right. So you're going to be in that weird Indiana, Charlotte, because Michael can't wait to draft another big white dude who can't shoot, Washington kind of vibe. Unless you do what this city hasn't been able to do in so long, which is lure a top-notch free agent.
You know, the Indiana comp's interesting because – right now, let me ask you, at this moment, do you think Jimmy Butler's a better player than Paul George?
You know,
today. today. You got a game to play tonight.
Who am I picking?
You got a game to play tonight.
I lean towards Paul George, even though Jimmy Butler's had the better season. Does that make sense? Paul George still 6'8". Paul George is still long. I still think he relies on that three-point shot a little bit too much, even though he's cut it down a little bit this year. But Paul George, that was a guy who...
They thought they had it. That's the thing.
He was the next in the long line of anti-LeBrons.
They thought they had it.
Derrick Rose, Kevin Durant, all these guys.
And then
Kevin
Durant's
still awesome. Then the injury happened. Yeah, and they have not played the way I thought they would play this year. I thought they were going to be at worst the third best team in the Eastern Conference, and they're sitting there at number six, only a game and a half ahead of the Bulls.
I was shocked at the coaching change. I did not see that coming, and I didn't know what was behind the scenes. I don't have any sources there to
Frank
explain
Vogel
to me what
happened.
Frank Vogel
didn't want to do the things that, same thing Scott Skiles didn't want to do. Frank Vogel isn't a handshaker. He isn't a guy who wants
to
hang out
with the Rotary Club.
Hang out with the sponsors and all that. And that's when you hear the whole different voice thing. Whenever you hear a different voice, that means somebody's not getting along with somebody he's supposed to get along with, and it's time for him to move on. I like Paul George, but that's the thing too. We talk about stars and it being a star league, and you can only win if you have that star. Russell Westbrook's one of the top five players in the NBA. Are you willing to bet right now, if you had to go yes or no on the question of, is Russell Westbrook going to win a championship in his prime?
No. No. That's like we talked about Barry Trammell yesterday.
Right, exactly. So, maybe a guy gets one at the end of his career, like Glenn Robinson got with the Spurs on the end of a bench when he's not playing. But in a star league, you also have to have, foresight. You have to have the young players to put around those stars. Right now, the Cleveland Cavaliers are hurting, even though they're winning games. They're hurting because they don't have anybody to back up Kyrie Irving. They don't have a Matthew Dellavedova or a guy that can get them in and out their offense in the second. Oh, you damn right he did.
And that's one of these little glue guys. And I know he got a lot of press and attention for being a pain in the ass, and he is. He is a pain in the ass.
He will get you into your offense, though.
Also, if there's an injury, he can get you through a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's a guy who in NBA
it
money
took
right
the
now.
The Warriors to six games with him as their second best player.
I was laughing at the fact that he's making the same money as Jonathan Taves and Patrick Kane, but you know what? In the NBA environment right now, he's worth $9.8 million a year.
He's a good buy.
He's worth it.
So what you have to ask yourself, if you're a Bulls fan, or hell, if you're the Bulls front office, how many years are you willing to waste of Jimmy Butler's prime? If Dwayne Wade's making
decisions...
Is that
the Chris Sale logic?
Yeah. How does it differ from baseball, though?
Because baseball, is like turning an aircraft carrier, and basketball's not.
And the randomness. Chris Sale has himself a terrific season with the White Sox, and they, have a great season by a couple of hitters who they didn't expect much out of. Next thing you know, they're a wild card team, and you got yourself a chance because Chris Sale now is going to pitch in two of the five or seven game series that he's going to be in. So that's the difference here. You get to the playoffs with the Chicago Bulls and Jimmy Butler being your best player, and the pieces that you have not put around him will show every time.
We're going to grab some phone calls on this in just a bit. And also that point about some of the difference between sports and how long it takes to improve at one relative to another, that's also informing some local collegiate discussion that I want to get to in just a second and stir that into the pot of the score.
Check out our new lineup. Molly and Henley start your day live at 5. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, your new midday show, 9 a.m. to 1. In afternoons, it's Dan Bernstein teaming up with Jason Goff. And finally, it's Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10.
Yep.
After 25 years, the score is still the voice of the fan. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Green Bay Packers are definitely up against it heading into the ATL to take on the Falcons because the Falcons are loaded. Matt Ryan is probably going to win the MVP. They're at home. You know they can run the ball, and they're a much more physical team than they've been in the past. They look tough. The Packers, meanwhile, are busted up on both sides of the ball. That said, there's just something about Aaron Rodgers right now. This guy is so dialed in, playing at such a high level. He's so confident, and he's so calm. And most of all, he's got some jungle karma and admits he'll probably mix in some Steven Seagal before this game. we could take a few moments and maybe pop in some old Vlade Divac highlight tapes, maybe a Chuck Norris film or two?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. I mean, I might even put on Under Siege and watch Seagal beat some people up or something.
How are you going to go against that? Maybe the best quarterback ever with crazy karma and breaking down tape of Seagal in the dark room. I'm riding with Rodgers and the Packers. I'm Jim Rome.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com in January. Find your tag, find your savings on Apple Chevy's entire inventory of new Chevys, including the 2017 Cruze and Equinox. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver. Multicar, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Into the jungle. Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Into the jungle. Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward at the University of Illinois Springfield. You'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Yo, everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like GEICO is more than just a company that can save you money. GEICO also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
You're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We're following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
CBS has big news we know you'll love.
Our show's back on, and hooray for love.
The Oddest Odd Couple is on Monday.
I hope you have fun with your booze and your bimbo.
I see no flaw in that plan.
Matthew Perry.
Felix came along and vacuumed all the fun out of my life.
and Thomas Lennon star.
I have so many quirks. In high school, they called me Captain Quirk, and not in a nice way.
The hit comedy, The Odd Couple.
Oscar, Oscar, Oscar.
Felix, shut up.
CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand. This week in music history.
This week in 1985, the recording took place for We Are the World. This week in 1986, the first group of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees were inducted. Madonna started divorce proceedings for the second time from husband Sean Penn this week in 1989. And this week in 2012, Adele broke records when her album 21 hit 16 weeks at number one.
Popular music. 23 years ago. 1994.
Number three.
Toni Braxton, Breathe Again.
Number two.
Mariah Carey, Hero.
And then a hero comes along.
And the number one song this week. 23 years ago in 1994. Bryan Adams, Rod Stewart, and Sting. All for Love.
Let's make it all for love.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
Talking Bulls, and you were talking about part of the calculus of all this being the speed at which you think you can get better at something. And it's informing the discussion regarding two Big Ten schools right now that are antsy about their basketball programs. And part of the reason both the University of Illinois and Indiana University are antsy about basketball is because of how bad football's been. You know, for Illinois, it's just because they had to fire an abusive coach, and then they hired a guy and they actually got worse. And now Indiana just fired an abusive coach and they've hired a guy and they don't know where they're going, but it's put pressure on basketball. So from what I'm told with sources in both places is that this is really intuitive. John Gross is on his last legs unless there's some kind of miraculous turnaround here.
Don't they have a top 10 class coming in next year?
I don't know if they're going to give him the chance to see it through, because it's not happening for them. And there's still this belief that you did great with somebody else's recruits, that you should be better. The other guy that I'm hearing is still causing all kinds of consternation at a very, very proud basketball school is Tom Crean. They don't like him. And the powers that be with whom I've talked paint this picture. Believe it or not, and also affecting the Illinois stuff is how good Northwestern's gotten, because so much of the trustee and booster power base for Illinois face it's Chicago. That's where the money comes from. That's where the power is. And they pandered to the downstate goobers, but it's still the power base here is because all the money's here. With Indiana, they are bedeviled by Wisconsin. Not so much Purdue, because they understand why Purdue's good. It makes some of the Indiana power brokers crazy that Wisconsin just seems to continue rounding up these local kids, and they play tough, rugged team ball.
Making basketball great again.
Well, making it fine again, I guess. I don't know, great. But Indiana routinely, under Crean, underperforms their talent level. And they're always, because he's a terrific recruiter, and he's getting top guys. Mm-hmm. The other, at Indiana, they still can't shake this birthright. They
have to be great.
They have to at least win the conference championship. Everybody understands that tournaments are fickle that way, but there's still this understanding, we're Indiana. We're supposed to be better. We're supposed to be somehow basketball royalty. And you add into that the fact that Crean is one of these guys who doesn't play nice with people. And it doesn't make anything any easier. Like you were saying about sometimes Frank Vogel or Scott Skiles, or they don't want to do the other little things and some of the political stuff. And the
cream. A bunch of the kids were running around drunk and high, too.
That's well, that was an Illinois thing, too, that they kept getting embarrassed by some of that. You got some guy.
At one point, it was like six of the 12 or 13 guys that were on the team had been cited for alcohol and marijuana violations. And that's after them getting number one seed in 2013 and not getting close to that in the last couple of years.
Yeah, and you'd think that a team of guys that dedicated to what their coach wanted, who fully bought in, they're not going to have a tequila party at somewhere just because, like, you know, all right, we know what, no consequences.
It's because Yogi Ferrell, in his 11th year of eligibility, he can't go to school there anymore. They don't have any leaders on the squad.
Kendall in Naperville, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. Unfortunately for me, I've been following Illinois basketball for a long time, and I enjoy it. Not so much recently, but the thing with John Gross is they've been bad, undoubtedly. But they do, Jason was right, they do have a top 10 class coming in. And not just that, but when they landed Jeremiah Tillman, they got a guy that Kansas was going after. When they landed Damonte Williams, they got a guy that Kansas was going after. When they got Trent Frazier, he's a guy from Florida that the big schools are going. He's an out-of-state guy.
It's the revenge of Charlie Villanueva lost.
Right. So John Gross, I think, I read an interesting thing where they were comparing Lou Henson's first 4 years, 5 years to John Gross's.
That's, and that's another era. You can't compare. Right, that. No, come but on.
But I guess my point is, when you're Illinois, it's and you have a top 10 class coming in, that's reason enough to keep the guy, in my opinion.
Or it's reason enough to take the players and get a better coach.
Yeah. Do the Joe Madden thing. Yeah, just go ahead and get another guy.
Right, get somebody who's better at it at this point.
But who's out there, though? And who, you know, Illinois, how many times, we talked about this when they were in a championship game, where understanding what your program is and the people who are mad at Bill Self for going to Kansas and not wanting to be the Illinois coach anymore. Like, what coach are you going to tell, hey, you got a top 10 class, and since it's Illinois, these will continue for the rest of your coaching career here. I mean, hell, the Wonder Boys of college basketball aren't doing what we thought they would do. That Texas program, you know, when's Shaka Smart going to be in the top five here? You know, like these are the things that you have.
Yeah, but Heritage programs are all your top five right now.
I understand.
I mean, look at Kansas, Villanova, UCLA. The only your party crashers,
right,
Baylor.
There. Yeah, and that'll. Yeah, I don't believe in that anyway. But
they are long though.
Yeah, that's fine.
There's some They're big long, dudes. Yeah.
But that's the team right there. You know, similar to West Virginia style, where you look at the dudes that got ball spots and they're 35 years old, and you find out in
Jared
one game.
Jared Pitznagel.
In one game that nobody can shoot, and then your ass is out of the tournament. Like, you give me the pros, like the Malik Monks and the De'Aaron Foxes on the Kentucky teams and Lonzo Ball and those dudes on UCLA. But Illinois, you can't tell any coach that, yeah, this is going to continue. Even if you drop a top 10 class on whoever they go out there and try to get, if John Gross isn't the coach anymore, who are you going to convince that, yes, this is going to continue to happen? And, oh, by the way, please don't leave us when a bigger school comes a-calling. That's the problem that Illinois is going to continue to have.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Looking for family fun this winter? We'll join Coach Collins and Northwestern Basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Family plans are on sale now at nusports.com. We start with the Blackhawks as Scott Darling will be in net tonight in Boston. The Bruins trail the Canadiens by 8 points. They've lost their last two games. Puck drops at 6. NBA. Jimmy Butler was voted a starter for the Eastern Conference for the first time in his career. He's joined by LeBron, Kyrie, DeMar DeRozan, and Giannis. Russell Westbrook was left off the starting lineup for the West, which includes Steph Curry, James Harden, Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, and Anthony Davis. The Bulls are in Atlanta tonight. Taj Gibson is back after dealing with a sore ankle. ESPN's Mark Stein is reporting that the Bulls are already plotting a way to make a run at Chris Bosh if he's healthy next season. Football, the Bears announced the hiring of Jeremiah Washburn as offensive line coach, Curtis Motkins as running backs coach, and Roy Anderson will assist with the defensive backfield. The Bears denied the 49ers permission to interview Vic Fangio for their defensive coordinator position, and championship weekend kicks off with Green Bay at Atlanta. The New England hosting Pittsburgh. Coverage on the score starts at 1. The doctors at Presence Medical Group provide the compassionate care that you and your family deserve. You can book same day, evening, and weekend appointments and have access to the personal care you need. Visit presencehealth.org/docs. This is healthcare built for you. This is Presence. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by AutoZone. Whatever the forecast calls for, your car calls for a Duralast battery. They're proven tough, even in the most extreme conditions, and designed to deliver the most power during startup. And they're available only at AutoZone. So get in the zone. AutoZone.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. Hello to everybody watching out there. We appreciate you on Facebook
Hello.
Live as
hey,
well.
How's it going?
You know, one thing about the inauguration this morning and right now that I will say every single time I see it, I'm like in awe, is when this country puts on its good clothes, as my grandmother used to say. You know, when you get your good clothes on, not your play clothes, and, you know, you go out, you step out, whether it's Easter mm-hmm. Sunday or something like that, to see these servicemen and women, you know, with all their garments on and seeing the...
Like doing the review of the troops now. Yeah, you got the drum and fife corps and like the guys in the tricorn
it's
hats.
Something to behold, man.
Oh, the pageantry of
yeah,
it?
Yeah, the whole thing. I mean, just to see them... You know, both sides of the aisle being civil to each other at least for an hour or so. Hey, this morning, I sat back and I was like, you know, there's some tough things to swallow right now, but also it you know the hope that things will get better in this uniformity that we see today, where everybody's trying to be civil, if it's phony or not.
They're sure trying. Although I was a little dismayed to hear talk of this apparent dystopian hellscape.
I didn't know it was that bad.
I didn't know either. This is news to me about the carnage.
I just hope that kid from Detroit and that kid from Lincoln, Nebraska make it someday.
Right. What?
I was sitting back like, damn, it's going down like that in Cornhusker territory? I don't know.
I was going to, you know, call my cousins in Omaha and get them out of there. I was a little, last time I was in Omaha, it was just a gorgeous city.
You'll be happy to know too, Dan.
Money and prosperity.
I've checked in with all of my inner city types.
Would you please do it? Because, you know, it's an absolute hellhole of carnage and destruction and crime.
Shout out to all my fellas in Hillcrest. Yeah, everybody. I hope everybody's doing good.
I haven't seen this movie, but okay. I mean, whatever. That's okay. I'm white. I'll be fine.
Oh, dude. If you was the Louis C.K. joke, there's never been a time in history that you couldn't go right. back to and be okay.
I'm a white male.
You're good.
All right.
I just got to walk around with one of you from here on out, though.
I got you.
Yeah. It'd be my freedom papers. Like you said, you didn't think I was going to be here today. You thought you were going to get me up out the paint.
That's what I said. I said, yeah, you know what? It's these things have a way of working themselves out. And bottom line is, I'm still a white male about to get an absolutely massive tax cut.
Yeah, I got a lot going for me. I'm healthy. I'm relatively young. I'm white, which thank God for that. Boy, that is a huge leg up. Are you kidding me? Oh God, I love being white. I really do. Seriously, if you're not white, you're missing out because this is thoroughly good.
Yeah, I know that if I run into a policeman, I'm less likely to get shot. Right?
Yeah. Now you got me down again.
Sorry. I didn't mean to bring that up.
This from the 847. Wow, Jay, that's an extremely optimistic view of our country. I'm going to go home and drink until I forget who's in office. Hey, man, you know, you get up, take your ass to work and figure things out. You know, you hug your family, tell them you love them, you take care of people who are worse off than you. And you just, you know, try to be what I think is a good American and what I was taught to be as a good American by parents who weren't born in this country and grandparents
don't
who came
don't
here.
Say that out loud because I'm telling you
I mean everybody knows the story by now.
I know the deportation squad's on 10.
Hey dude, I had to tell my mom
they're right down there. They're just waiting for a reason to come up and send you away.
My mom is still a citizen of Belize. She's here legally before you go get her as well. And she, you know, I had to check in with her like, hey, everything good?
You're still here?
Right, right. You all good?
This number is not in service.
Right. You just hear a bag being thrown over her head and her being thrown in the trunk. All of a sudden, I got to get my black Liam Neeson on and go get my mom. Good luck. Nah, dude. It's just. Yeah. You know, things might be weird here for a little bit, but, you know.
That's a good slogan. It's a good political
things
slogan.
Things might be weird.
Things might be weird. All right. I think you can run. Brett in Round Lake, you're on the score.
Yeah, as an Illinois basketball fan, I am so frustrated with John Gross. He's one of the most incompetent coaches in Illinois history. He's got a 31-47 record in Big Ten play. It's obviously he doesn't recruit well. He doesn't in-game coach. And the lack of discipline is just mind-boggling. And what makes it worse is I've had season tickets at Northwestern for about 8 years now to just specifically see Illinois and watch what Chris Collins has done there.
Wait, Brett, you just go to Boo? Rewind this a second. You got season tickets at Northwestern just so you can go to one game a year?
Yeah, it's economically cheaper, really. I mean, Northwestern season tickets aren't that expensive. You sell a couple Big Ten games and you make your money back.
Okay.
But yeah, and they're fun. Yeah, if you're a basketball fan, it's good. There's a lot of good teams that come in, and you get to see it's cheap entertainment.
And you can go to the 24-hour Burger King right over there in downtown Evanston.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff. You can hit a Buffalo Joe's.
Clark's.
We did that when we did Clark's when I took the kid to a game the other two years ago. We got to get back there. Actually, I got to call Jimmy Phillips or Pulisky and get a couple.
There was a dude who worked in the 24-hour Burger King who we tormented and tortured all through high school. His name was Sherm. Sherm worked at that Burger King for years and years and years. Cool cat, but we used to just get we were stupid high school kids and we'd order stuff and. You know, and mess with him about the order and tell him that he messed up our order. We were bad kids back then. But Sherm, and then Sherm became cool to all of us after
and
a while.
Now for the rest of the story.
No, I'm just saying. I don't know what's up with Sherm, but I thought about Sherm when I mentioned the 24-hour Burger King. I wonder if Sherm is still there. He worked there, Dan, no lie, for a good 10 years.
Like every time. Did he get a promotion?
Was he
like a struggling actor? Or that was his side hustle?
No,
or?
I don't know if Sherm was a struggling actor.
Or is just, it? Oh, see, there are some people I know. There's some people I know who were veteran fast food nightside employees who, if the proper wording was used, would make sure as you went through the drive-through there was a bag in your bag.
Really?
Yeah.
Just a little hookup?
Just depending on if you phrased things properly.
You don't have to act like you're getting like keys or coke, you know, under the table. You're getting a free thing of onion rings. He's acting like the feds are watching them.
No, I'm not talking about a free thing on your rings.
Something to help you enjoy your meal.
Yes.
Oh.
Come on. That's
I didn't know. I thought you were talking about free food.
No. Talking about a little appetite enhancer, perhaps.
All right.
There was some who would
shaped like Capitol Hill?
It was the perfect deal where they'd man the drive through and okay, if you knew your guy was there.
That's a good way to, you know, a little cottage industry right there, you know what they're coming for.
That's working the system is what it is.
It really is.
And it's
both products sell themselves. You know?
Yeah, the only issue I have with I love Burger King, but they ruin their fries, man. They I don't know.
I get onion rings every time.
That's what happened with me. I've decided when I do that, I've now done onion rings instead because I don't like those rice flour coated, quote unquote, crispy fries.
Fries have been trash for years. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it like you are. Fries have been awful for a very long time. They even had a campaign like our new and improved fries.
Fries are not bad anymore.
These fries still suck. And then the zesty sauce. Zesty sauce that goes with the onion rings.
Look,
now you're cooking with gas.
I don't know if you told us, or
I'm close to one of the worst Burger Kings probably in the state, right down the street.
Really?
The one on Michigan is god awful.
Why?
Nothing's ever warm or hot.
I didn't think they had the quality control issues. Like I know Harold's, there's good Harold's and bad Harold's. With Browns,
there
are always the good Browns and the bad Browns and the murder Browns. where are you? He's in the cooler. Right. Just leave him in there.
I used to live next to the murder Browns, to be honest with you. They were a weird family. No, I didn't.
Mr. Brown, Mrs. Right. Brown, and all the little murder Browns.
See, now we're gonna get close to like to what might be potential sponsors and talking crazy about them.
No, it's just, it's a truth. I've mentioned this before.
Can I say that Church's Chicken is one of the worst things that's ever happened to fast food?
I like Church's
Chicken.
No, they used to do Victory Chicken. Nice and salty and greasy.
Wow.
I love Church's Chicken.
You talk about
Chicken.
Two Americas right here. Church's Chicken?
Yes. Yes, big fan.
The only fast...
Bernsie, you got to try Bojangles. You got to go south and
try
Bojangles.
I lived in North Carolina for 5 years.
I didn't know about it until...
This is where I exit the conversation.
I didn't know about it until last September.
Bojangles is outstanding, and their breakfasts... Their breakfast, you stand there. It's like Robin Williams in Moscow on the Hudson buying coffee. You look, you're like, biscuit,
biscuit, oh my God, you don't know what to order, and then you want to get everything, and then you eat, you do, and you go home and
I refuse, and I was in the South for 22 months.
Could not bring yourself to go to Bojangles?
Refuse to eat at a place called Bojangles. Come on.
Really? It's like, hey, Dan, want to go eat at Jaime's?
Right.
Oh, is it Jaime? No, it's not.
It's the Cardinals pitchers restaurant. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's spelled that way. Sure, go enjoy.
Hey, I'm not about to eat anything from a place called Bojangles. I don't care how silly it makes me look.
There used to be.
If you don't want to live here, then beat it.
Thank you, Jake.
There used to be a restaurant in town around here that had a name that was even worse than that.
Than Bojangles?
Mm-hmm. Had to do with a famous rhyme.
See, now, all right, we're going to get back to the story I couldn't tell yesterday.
There was a chain restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Well, come on. And you're asking for Radio Raheem to throw a trash can through your window. Right. Your name is.
Bill Nunn just died, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah, I saw that.
Radio!
I only like Public Enemy. Right. Okay.
Give me 20 D batteries.
D? MFO?
Yeah. No, you're not going to catch me at any place called Bojangles. I don't give a damn how good the food is.
There's always a number. If they were to...
What? To pay me to endorse? No.
There's always a number.
You're like Larry Elder out here?
There's always a number.
Nope.
Good morning, Chicago. I'm Jason Goff.
If you're watching on watch670score.com, the fist is in the air. I don't care what you say about me. I will never, ever, ever, ever endorse Bojangles chicken.
You're not going to put the football helmet on with the piece of chicken like Jerry Rice?
Is unbelievable.
Y'all really want to do this now? Because we can talk about
we'll do it after break.
We can talk about how that looks.
We'll do it after a break. You
know, jump on Black Twitter right now and alert everybody to what we're about to talk about. Jerry out here, all you need is the tap dance. Well, let me stop.
I'll say like the white gloves.
Yeah, let me stop. I'm not gonna do this. I told my mom not in the first week. Mom's like, lay off
that
the
Jerry
white
Rice thing bothered me, and I don't even I cringed. Cringed. I said, oh, no.
Come on, man.
Jerry, what are you doing?
I'm surprised he didn't go meet your boy at his hotel. Oh, they like football. We've had Ray Lewis, and we've had Jim Brown, and what's Jerry doing? Yeah, they like...
Will you wear a helmet with a big piece of chicken on it?
They like the boopity-boppity music. Let's get Kanye in here as well. Strangely, Kanye left with blonde hair after that, if you didn't notice that, by the way. I don't know if that has anything to do with the Russian secrets. And now Jerry Rice. I mean, hey... It's a good year for you guys.
There's always a number.
There isn't.
Bernstein
and there
and
won't
Goff,
be. I promise
hour,
you, Blacks. I promise you.
Greg Gabriel wants to talk and is going to about the Senior Bowl North roster that is going to be coached by the Bears. So there could be some inside information on some draft possibilities there. We will have that for you on The Score.
The Score is celebrating 25 years as the voice of the fan. It couldn't have continued for 25 years without you, The Score listener. Thank you, Chicago. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
How has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 58 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Jennings reputation.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass?
Into the jungle.
Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
This week in 1886, modern field hockey was born. The first basketball game was played this week in 1892. This week in 1903, the Tour de France bicycle race was announced. The PGA was formed this week in 1916. This week in 1937, Cy Young was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. This week in 1939, had the first NFL Pro Bowl. The PGA approved allowing black participants. This week in 1952. This week in 1958, had the first black player in the NHL. Super Bowl I took place this week in 1967. President Jimmy Carter announced the U.S. boycott of the Olympics in Moscow this week in 1980. This week in 1989, on his way to number one, Wayne Gretzky became the NHL's second all-time scorer. John McEnroe became the first ever player to be expelled from the Australian Open this week in 1990. This week in 1995, the 94-95 NHL season began after a lengthy strike. And this week in 2013, Lance Armstrong admitted to doping in all seven of his Tour de France victories.
Wednesday, America's bosses are going undercover.
It was like crazy.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
We have to send three kids to college.
I want to give you $70,000.
More bosses.
You did an awesome job.
More inspirational stories.
I just want to help.
If you were my son, I would be very proud of you.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
It's really nice to have someone believe in you.
CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Most popular music. 34 years ago, 1983.
Number three.
Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing.
Sexual Healing, baby.
Number two.
Toto, Africa.
Bless the rains down in Africa.
The number one song this week. 34 years ago in 1983. Men at Work, Down Under.
I come from a land of love.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
Incoming music. This is the sound of the top songs in Canada.
Number three.
The Weeknd featuring Daft Punk's Starboy.
I'm a love, Starboy.
Number two. Ed Sheeran, Castle on the Hill.
Over the castle on the hill.
Number one. Ed Sheeran, Shape of You.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet. Too.
Transmission terminated. This week in music history. This week in 1985, the recording took place for We Are the World. This week in 1986, the first group of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees were inducted. Madonna started divorce proceedings for the second time from husband Sean Penn this week in 1989. And this week in 2012, Adele broke records when her album 21 hit 16 weeks at number one.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
If anybody hasn't seen the picture of Jerry Rice, man.
1980!
Somebody's got to tell you. Somebody with you is just got to say, hey.
Yo.
Hey, Jerry.
Jerry.
I'm not trying to get in the way of your money because I want your pockets to stay fat, but don't put a piece of chicken on a face mask.
It's
and
called
wear the helmet.
That's called a taste mask. It's a helmet with a Popeyes logo, and instead of like a single bar face mask, there is a bar, and in the middle of the bar is a fried chicken leg right in front of his mouth.
Well, at least he didn't, you know, break the real rule that a lot of C&D actors who get these commercials to keep the lights on.
Uh-huh.
You never bite the chicken in the commercial.
Really?
Just
bad
just something
look?
You don't do.
Okay.
Because there's no way not to smile while biting the chicken. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah, it's just.
You don't want to look angry like I do.
Well, you're not going to sell it then because right, you're angry and, you know, you're brown.
You don't want to be
an
issue. Like a happy, smiling person
yeah,
eating.
Like the chicken right, commercials always, you know, and it's simple. It's Popeyes or nothing. You know, that it's really what it is. You know, and you know, Chick-fil-A is big in the South, and there's a couple sprinkled here in the Chicagoland area. One right here down. Oh, there's two actually downtown here. But yeah, it's Popeyes or bust. Yes,
I just can't.
And Popeyes has a little bit of a hey, baby, we got chicken for you. That whole thing.
Now, the only person outside of like the Popeye's chicken woman, I forgot what her name is, who would do like all the, show all the ingredients and all that, that this is going to sound weird, but for me, if I had to top of mind associate one celebrity with selling fried chicken, it wasn't, she wasn't selling chicken. She was selling the oil in which you fried your chicken. And it was the recently departed Florence Henderson, who would do television commercials for Wesson oil, for Wesson cooking oil. The chicken's got a certain Wessonality. And she was holding up. It's different when you have like smiling blonde mom archetype holding up her big happy piece of chicken that, you know, it's, I don't, somebody's got to tell Jerry he's not Florence Henderson. I don't know if
you're in that situation. Drink a lot of oil.
Thank you, Farmio.
Yeah, how does he feel about Passover?
The other commercial was Farmio just chugging Wesson oil. Get out of here. I mean it.
He's doing it on Passover while wearing baseball pants. That's it.
Why is our oil not selling? I don't know. The ad's great. We have Farmio's just drinking it by the liter. What more do you want?
Jerry Rice is handing him that. He mistakenly hands him the hand sanitizer instead, and we got no more Farmio. It's as simple as that. Now, yeah, that's tough to look at. The taste mask. And if you're at work right now, whatever you do, don't Google Jerry Rice chicken commercial.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're going to, you know, especially not today, by the way, because you might get a round of applause from the rest of the suite that you're working in that you weren't.
Yeah! That's right. It's about time. Finally.
From football to chicken eating. I've been telling you all this time.
It's enough of this PC crap. They should all have to wear those helmets during games. Except the quarterbacks. It's about time the NFL made them all wear chicken helmets. Yeah! USA! USA! Chicken helmets!
They know how chicken helmets make the game safer and tastier.
And Roger Goodell, in an odd twist, these scientists, actors in white lab coats, have determined conclusively that wearing the chicken helmet will make sure that you do not get CTE. Or you can get the different CTE, which is chicken traumatic encephalopathy. That's the good kind.
That's when the chicken hits you in the mouth in the wrong angle.
Right, they've got Julian Bales. He's slicing up a brain sample, and he says, there is a buildup of deliciousness in this brain tissue.
And if you look, that is the spicy protein that is building up on his brain.
Ooh. You mean you have both?
Right. He's got a phobia to red beans and rice that we didn't. All right, let's stop.
Okay. Let's go.
We got to stop. No more Jerry Rice chicken jokes. We got to do real hard-hitting sports.
I can't believe that's real.
Dude, someone asked him to do it. He said yes.
I can't believe that's real.
All right, we'll talk to Greg Gabriel next right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS has big news we know you'll love.
Our show's back on, and hooray for love.
The Oddest Odd Couple is on Monday.
I hope you have fun with your booze and your bimbo.
I see no flaw in that plan.
Matthew Perry.
Felix came along and vacuumed all the fun out of my life.
And Thomas Lennon star.
So I have so many quirks. In high school, they called me Captain Quirk, and not in a nice way.
The hit comedy, The Odd Couple.
Oscar.
Felix, shut up.
CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
This week in 1962, Jackie Robinson became the first black player elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. The PGA began a senior golf tour. This week in 1980. This week in 1981, Mike Bossy became the first NHL player to score 50 goals in 50 games. Michael Jordan scored his 10,000th NBA point in his fifth season this week in 1989. This week in 1991 saw the first pure place kicker make the NFL Hall of Fame. And this week in 1998, Ricky Henderson rejoined the Oakland A's for the fourth time.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more